Just an update on what you know for Tyler Myers going into this game.
So playing tonight, we'll get him back and get him reevaluated. Some injuries take a few days before they settle down, before you can get a real good handle on where he'll be going forward. So I would think by Tuesday we'll have a pretty good understanding of what we're dealing with.
For Postma and Halaschuk coming in tonight, what do you want to see from them?
Some speed, some quickness. Posty, right-hand shot that can skate, so his job is to take up some of those minutes that Tyler and Dustin take on that right side. He can move the puck. We need to see that. Halaschuk, the energy level, you know, in a perfect world, he'd come in where he left off because he was just playing so very well for us with that energy. We feel in the last two or three days in practice, he's back to it, so he's 100% healed. And some of it was just conditioning and getting his hands and feet going at the level that he can provide for us, and he's there, so he goes back in. We're going to looking to run closer to everybody off the bench here tonight, so we're going to need that.
What can you tell us about sort of the determining factor in the decision between Postman and Ellerby? You got one guy who hasn't played since January, the other guy playing at a lower level but playing a fair amount.
So we've pushed our extra guys hard, and we've practiced them hard, and he's a right-handed shot, and going in with a bunch of lefties, it doesn't work in the pairings that we have. Mark Stewart's more effective when he has a right-handed shot partner. And Polsty's run what we've run. And he's been in the National Hockey League for a reason.
I think he can help you on the power play a little bit, too?
Well, that's the other part of it. We called the timeout halfway through our power play in Florida because we needed those two guys to stay on the back end. Posty will get some power play time tonight for sure.
Tonight.
I had him going in one of the two Florida games here this week, just based on the schedule that we're going to be coming into. Probably was in Florida. With the way the game ended in St. Louis, I didn't think putting him right back in made a whole lot of sense. But the numbers aside, the important numbers is going into St. Louis. Mike was 6-1-3, so he's there. But he has needed some time off at times and flourished when we've done that. And Pav needs to get back in there and play the game he's capable of playing.
So is it a different mindset for you now that you're the hunter and not hunted in terms of a playoff spot?
No. I mean, we're not trying harder tonight than we were 3 days ago. I mean, playing in the Central Division, the playoffs run started in October. And that pressure for us has been there all year. The only, how we played this game tonight be far more a function of who we're putting on the ice, not in terms of effort, but how we think we have to play to win this game, as tight as we need to play to win this game, and nothing to do with where we are in the standings. The game that we played in Nashville was as hard a game as we've played from an effort point of view all year, and that's our challenge to get back to that tonight.
Did you draw something up different for Stamkos? How do you defend him?
Well, it's interesting. He's not their leading scorer, but he draws so much fire, and which is a great thing for Tampa Bay because he's still able to put up those numbers being covered off, and it's a really, really great thing for all the other players that don't play with him. So the game plan for him and for all, they've got a lot of skill on other lines. They've got players that can move the puck and really control the puck, some short area plays. You got to make sure. So the standard line I'll give you, and there's a reason it's standard. It's what everybody tries to do for Stamkos, Ovechkin. Pick your top five, limit their time and space with the puck. So all these, and I would like to call us all reasonably smart men that have that game plan come in here, and it doesn't work over 82 games. So he's going to get his chances here tonight. Your goaltender's going to have to make some saves.
I think you said yesterday that the urgency has been in your room for quite some time. Has it translate from way upstairs?
Yeah.
We have a strange view. It doesn't look like it. You guys maybe have been as desperate as your opponents in the last couple of games. Is that fair or is that inaccurate?
Yeah, I would say that's inaccurate. St. Louis team's not that bad. They're probably going to make the playoffs, and that was 4-4 with a minute left, and we are going to look different right now, Gary. We got some key pieces out. I'm not saying we can't win. I'm not saying we shouldn't win. But we're going to look different in these games. So we're going to give up more than we probably generate. That being said, we've been darn good at not giving a whole lot up. 16 shots in the third period in St. Louis. We were in the penalty box an awful lot. But you look at the block of the last five games, our shots, so we chart our shots differently as well. We know where they're coming from. the shots from the scoring areas are down quite a bit. We're doing what we can from that end. We're not going to look like we're scoring goals or we have that desperation because we won't handle the puck and control the puck quite as often. So it's going to look different. It just has to. The result can't be different, but it, you know, you're not going to come in here to watch us Harlem Globetrotter this thing up.
Injury robbed Mark Scheifele's chance of playing down the stretch last year. What's it meant to have him in your lineup?
It's great for him to go through the, even more so this year because the injury happened to Brian Little. So where Brian and Olli Jokinen and Jim Slater had to pick up that hole last year, and now it's gone to Scheif and to Lowry. So in a lot, this is a disappointing thing to have happen, to say the least, to lose your number one center. The payoff is you get two 21-year-old guys now in the thick of a race in the Western Conference that are going to get leaned on hard and get an understanding of the everyday of it to be those two kind of players, to be the 1-2 coming off the bench, center iceman, how good you have to be every night.
It looks like Mark is playing with more speed because the reads are there naturally so he can get there quicker. Are you seeing that too? Or?
I think you will see him look faster and faster as the years go. He's a really conscientious player. He wants to be in the right spot. Maybe more importantly, I don't know if this is the right word, but you find offensive players that come out of the amateurs shark on the ice. They'll glide, coast, find the holes. Those are fine for, I would say, perimeter guys and maybe a handful of centermen in the league, but for the most part, your center iceman can't play like that in the NHL. There's got to be some speed and some burst and some sprinting to their game. They're so important down low with collapsed defenses and the tight neutral zones that are run. That centerman's got to be able to move, and you will find that he gets faster from experience moving away, getting into the pro game. And also, he's going to be a bigger, stronger man every year, probably for the next 5 or 6 years. He's still growing.
Montreal, Nashville, Rangers, St. Louis, Tampa, all with 91 points right now. How do you kind of compare, just, you know, Lightning kind of fly under the radar a little bit north of the border compared to maybe what we see more with those divisional teams?
Oh, they're right there. I think the people that make their living in hockey watch them fair amount. I mean, they're built more like the Eastern Conference top end teams. You know, that Rangers kind of speed. I think they have a little bit more of the puck control mentality. There is a bit more of the Detroit game that I remembered 15, 20 years ago in terms of playing a real hard tight gap D, but controlling the puck off transition. So this is a really, really good team.